want to begin with a question. How did Aaron HaKohen respond, or did he respond, to the news, the terrible news of the death of his sons, Nadav Aviv? It says, Vayidom Aaron, and Aaron was silent. Silence is not a response, or is it? Can we possibly understand that silence, that shtika, is something in the affirmative? It exists. It's not just the absence or the omission of any activity or any involvement. Chazal talk about lo matzasi guf tov v'nashtika. I found something good, and that is shtika, that's silence. Vayidom Aaron. Much has been said since the terrible, tragic news has come to the fore about all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael during the past few weeks. What they chas v'shalom for Noach. As I'll speak about Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos in Vayeschanan, and those hundreds upon hundreds of tefillos are somewhere up in Shamayim, and they are still effective and still powerful, even though the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu was no. But tonight I want to go beyond that and suggest another possible approach. What was and what is the significance of all those tefillot, all those prayers that were raised on the lips of men and women all over the world, and especially here in Eretz Yisrael? What is silence? The Gemara in Masechta Gittin speaks about the blood of Zechariah HaNavi. Zechariah HaNavi was murdered, and his blood was curdling in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen. God Kaviyoch had an interest that the blood should simmer, that it should be an ongoing statement of defiance against the enemies of the people of Israel. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a halacha that if a Jew is killed, is murdered, because he's a Jew, Harugei Malchus, we bury such an individual together with the blood-stained garments. Not the regular tachrichim that are white. And I believe that there's a very profound message here about the silence of the blood. Tonight, we're speaking about, on the one hand, the profound suffering that each and every one of us experienced and continues to experience. At the same time, the outrage over this terrible act. And I think they're both integrated into one. Our obligation in following the footsteps of Almighty God is to let the blood simmer. Yes. The blood is not buried. It's still there. And we have to see it. And we can't let these events just pass into the history of a distant past. It's got to be with us. We've got to carry it with us. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the dam of Zechariah HaNavi to remain there and to cry out in defiance against those who wish to do us under. The blood is silent, but is it? Vayidom Aaron. Chazal often speak about the question, Eicha or Ayeka. We say in the Musaf of the Shabbos Davening, Aye Makom Kvoda. There are moments in time where Maloch HaLaretz Kvoda, where the glory of God fills the entire universe. But there are other moments in which Aye Makom Kvoda, we seek God and we can't find Him. But perhaps the question is better than the answer. We don't presume to have answers to questions. But the very fact that we ask the question, Aye Makom Kvodo, perhaps that's more meaningful than anything else. Where? Why? The fact that a Jew comes forward and asks these questions is a reflection of a deep, longing search for God. And sometimes the Almighty plays hard to seek, and we can't find him. We can't understand the events. I would like to suggest that those tefillos that Klal Yisrael prayed, and we saw them, but what we were looking at is only half of the tefillos. Because there were other mispalim who were praying together with us. And they were our three boys. Because I'll say over and over again that even the deceased in the old Ames prayed. And perhaps in a certain sense that prayer is even more effective. The prayers of Klal Yisrael here on this earth, Alei Adamot, on this Haaretz, were the prayers of one nation coming together. Because those three boys were Klal Yisrael. They were not three individuals. They were Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when they were mispalel with us, their tefillos on high in Shamayim represent the tefillos of Knesset Yisrael. Because they embody Knesset Yisrael. Their tefillos may seem silent to us, because we were convinced that they were alive. But their tefillos, out of a silence in this world, were perhaps more powerful. Screaming, as it were, in Shamayim Hayekah. HaKadosh Baruch, we are Klal Yisrael, and don't forsake us. We have to scream the message of the Dam that sits in front of our eyes, and we refuse to turn our backs to Dam Yisrael. The outrage should continue. We have to take the lesson. We have to understand what kind of enemy we're dealing with. And at the same time, we have to appreciate the souls of the Kedoshim, our boys, who represent dedication to Torah study, to the love of every Jew, profound love for Eretz Yisrael. These are the midos, these are the attributes and the aspirations that we have to allow to penetrate into our hearts and our souls to carry on their legacy. And so we're all involved here in Aretz and there up in Shamayim in one continuous act of tefillah, in learning the lessons of that gruesome, despicable enemy that we have to face, but to rededicate ourselves to faith, as the parents of the boys, especially the mothers, did, and they taught us what it means to have emunah despite the ayeka, the fact that we don't have an answer, but perhaps the question and the silence is even more profound than finding the answers. These Kedoshim embodied Klal Yisrael, and as such, we join them in our tefillos. It's amazing that in Nofai Alon and other places, Nofai Alon was in Naftali Frankel, Zichron Livracha, had his home. They brought a tent to establish Torah study. The Torah study on behalf of these three. And they, up in Shamayim, were learning Torah of Hashem with us together, forming as it were an integrated whole. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayekah, where are you? When I speak about this dam that we see in front of our eyes and have to be constantly strengthened in our outreach, not letting it wane away, I don't speak, heaven forbid, about revenge. Revenge is left to those individuals who, by virtue of Hashkachat Hashem, divine providence, were called upon to make the responsible decision. I want to call to your attention a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. In the Parsha of Ir HaNidachas, which means when a city is condemned to be killed, men, women, and children, because of idol worship, the Torah then goes ahead and says, at the close of this parasha, V'nosan l'cho rachamecho v'rifamcho. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that why is it that in the culmination of this mitzvah, incumbent upon the people of Israel to raise this city to the ground, the Ir HaNidachas, the Torah promises us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us a special blessing of compassion. Says the Arachayim, sometimes we have to go out to battle and we have to destroy our enemies. And therefore, as a result, he says, in a natural sort of way, when man is called upon to destroy the enemy, men, women, and children, it will engender within us feelings of cruelty. And therefore, in order to offset that natural result of being cut off from the source of compassion and becoming cruel, achzori, is therefore, he says, hivtiach lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyiten lahem racham, that God will bestow upon them compassion, levatel koach achzorius shenolad bahem mikoach hamaisim. We have to be very careful. In the case of Ir Nidachas, that mitzvah, in the case of those who have the obligation to go out to battle, they are protected by this special blessing of Hashem, of compassion. But those who would, heaven forbid, take the law into their own hands, out of a sense of vengeance, they don't have this bracha. And therefore, they're subject to the natural result of such actions, which are achzorius. We call upon Klal Yisrael as a community to step forward because we are responsible to do whatever we can to protect our bodies, our souls, and our land. Yes, those who are responsible, who represent us, have to do that with all seriousness, with a great deal of responsibility. And I say that tonight we dedicate our study of Torah to the memory of these Kedoshim. It should be a schus for them, as it was in the last couple of weeks. And all our tefillot, from now until the end of time, all our Talmud Torah should integrate with these souls, who no doubt in Shemayim, as Kedoshim, as I'll say about Kedoshim, that we can't even stand within their machitza in Shemayim, that they continue the process of asking the question I ask, and we down on earth will ask the question I ask. And that is the most profound response that I think we can have. Vayidom Aaron, a silence which is affirmative. A silence which indicates that God, we are seeking you out. We are dedicated to your faith. We don't have the answers to any of the questions. But sometimes, the question and the silence in not being able to answer the question is the most profound expression of the Jewish soul crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask Hashem to have compassion on us, on those who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem, on us who are continuing his work down in Shemayim. We dedicate our Limud Torah tonight to Naftali, Gilad, and Eyal. Hashem Yikom Domo. May it be his will that this be the end to all Jewish suffering. Ken Yiratzon.